Now, all of these agents are hopefully going to move their way into the adjuvant setting where you have people who, you know, are being treated to reduce their potential risk of relapse, but also people who are receiving therapy that, you know, maybe are already cured or destined to relapse anyhow. How do you think from a sort of psychosocial point of view, this is going to sit in adjuvant therapy?
I think that you have just pointed out what could perhaps be what will bring about these dermatological side effects into the front line in terms of importance, in terms of developing these clinical trials. As you very well indicate, when patients will be given the choice to receive one of these agents and say they see these dermatological side effects that can occur for such a long period of time, these will become even increasingly important. I think that this will be a major obstacle to the optimization of these agents in their use in the adjuvant setting. As therapies that are prophylactic in this setting, although there is data, have not been performed in a randomized controlled setting. So that is why we feel that there is an urgency for the development of randomized controlled trials in order to develop these prophylactic therapies against these side effects.